My family and I recently headed to Deep Creek Lake for some largemouth bass fishing. And although we caught and released some sizable fish, the highlight of our vacation was seeing a North American porcupine eating bark from a sugar maple along the side of Interstate 68. The presence of porcupines in Maryland came as a surprise to me and my wife, but we have since learned that our state's western counties have a regular population of these nocturnal rodents. Known, of course, for their unique and protective hairstyle, porcupines are surprisingly large at nearly 3 feet in length and about 20 pounds. The only larger rodent species in North America is the beaver, but unlike its beaver cousin, porcupines are rarely encountered. The word porcupine comes from the Latin porcus, meaning swine, and the French word epine, meaning spine or quill. This also has given rise to the spectacular nickname, the quill pig. Their famous fur, called a pelage, is a collection of three types of hair: coarse, long guard hairs, a dense woolly undercoat, and the famous tubular hollow quill. These 30,000 3-inch quills are loosely attached to the porcupine's skin. Although the animal does not throw the quills, quills come off very easily, and painfully, at least for the recipient, that is. There are small barbs at the quill's tip, which cause the quill to work its way into flesh. Predators, like coyotes and bobcats, avoid the perilous quills by attacking the porcupine's soft, quillless belly. Even against predators, porcupines are not aggressive. They are defensive animals and quiet vegetarians that prefer to be left alone to eat in peace. Ground and tree foragers, they spend much of their time in the trees, leisurely eating the inner bark of eastern hemlock, sugar maple, and fruit trees. Porcupines will also eat buds, evergreen leaves, fruits, grasses, roots, seeds, twigs, and nuts. Porcupines are usually solitary, except for mothers with young. A female porcupine will have a single baby each year in late spring. The baby, called a porcupet, is born fully formed with open eyes and a full set of teeth. Even its quills, which are soft at birth, harden within an hour. Porcupine young are able to climb soon after they are born. Their feet have long curved claws and rubbery foot pads perfect for gripping trees. And even though they can eat solid food immediately, they will nurse for 4 months. Porcupines don't hibernate during cold weather. They create dens, usually in pre-existing cavities found in hollow logs, trees, or rock outcroppings. The dens offer protection from weather, biting insects, and hungry predators. A group of porcupines, called a prickle, may share a den, coming and going to forage for food beneath the snow. In our state, the condition of the porcupine's habitat is changing. Their favorite tree, the eastern hemlock, is under attack from an invasive insect called the hemlock woolly adelgid. Porcupines also require downed logs or hollow trees for winter, and modern forestry practices are often geared towards efficiency and maximization of harvest, not toward leaving animal habitat behind. The porcupine has been one of 607 endangered species and subspecies officially recognized by the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. But there's reason to hope. Maryland DNR reported last winter that porcupine populations have experienced a remarkable and unexpected recovery in our region. The reasons are not yet entirely clear, but its protected status in Maryland and some nearby states has certainly played a role. This year, Maryland DNR removed the porcupine from its in-need list. Let's all hope that this encouraging news continues and that there will be many more porcupine sightings in our future. To learn more about porcupines and other animals, visit your local nature center or check out explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternot.